This is Ron's update number 99, and it's just a brief update of what I've been up to. If you want to get in contact with me, I have a Facebook page for the podcast, for both of my podcasts, actually. It has gone mostly unused, but I'd like to start using it. And it is a Lost Trail Runner podcast on Facebook. So if you have any comments and you want to put them on there, you can. Or if you happen to want to send me an email, you can send it to me at ron@losttrailrunner.com. So I hope you enjoy this short little podcast. Hey everyone, this is about the fourth time I've tried to start this podcast and it failed. It seems like every time I start, I have a, what would you call it? Not brain freeze, but I just don't feel like I have anything to say. But today I do. Well, hem and haw a little bit here while I get organized. This is how I do podcasts. I want to let you know that last weekend, Laura and I went over to Athens, Georgia and ran a half marathon. It was called the Ath Half. It started in downtown Athens on Clayton Street, ran around through town, ran through the Georgia Bulldogs stadium behind the hedges, and finished out in the parking lot in front of the stadium. It was a very good race, even though I didn't run very fast. I really enjoyed it, except for the last mile or so when my legs started hurting. And the reason they started hurting, basically, was the majority of uphill was in the last probably 3 miles. We're not talking serious, steep, you know, long, grinding uphills, just uphills and downhills. Just enough to wear you down after the first about 7 miles of the race were flat to downhill. And there was one section, the 5 miles section, that was pretty much just straight downhill. So you could beat up your quads if you were trying to run fast, which is what I did. I mean, when I say run fast, let's say I was running about 9 minute pace in that range. I think for that whole mile I averaged like 10:27 because I was doing run walk. But those last 3 miles got to me, and I really don't have any excuses. I just wasn't trained for running uphill. And I have to admit, about the last 3 weeks of my training program, I did a taper that wasn't in my training program. I mean, I really didn't skip any long runs or anything like that, but there were a couple of weeks there where I only ran like 2 days a week. A 45-minute run one time during the week, and then my long run if I had a long run scheduled. And if there was a short run on the weekend for my long run, because it alternated, you know, a longer run and a shorter run, I got all those in, but I did not do very well like the last 3 weeks of my training schedule. So I knew I was undertrained for the race, so I didn't have my sights set on any kind of PR or fast run. I knew it was not going to be a fast one, and I ended up running like a 2:33, I think it was, for the half, which would probably be one of my slowest half marathons of record in a race. I mean, I've run 13.1 miles slower, but not in a race. So anyway, I ended up coming in fourth in my age group. There were only six in my age group, so I beat out two other people. But I was only about a minute out of third place, so I didn't feel too bad about that. And if I would have just picked it up a little bit, I could have got third. but I didn't. I got fourth. And when I finished, went across the finish line, when you finish a race and your legs are hurting and you didn't really do a fast time, you go, maybe I'll retire from doing these half marathons. I'm not in the mood. Well, that lasted probably one day. So today is Wednesday, and I've already started a new half marathon training program. I'm not doing Jeff Galloway's program this time. I'm doing a Hal Higdon half program. But what I have done, I am going to go by a strict marathon. I've decided that I'm going to do it. I've started and dropped out and started and dropped out doing marathon training, and I calculated everything, and it looks like my high heart rate is going to be 118 and my low heart rate is going to be 108, and all my runs are going to be in that zone. And I'm going to do the Hal Higdon plan using the marathon method. And right now it's ended up being a run walk anyway. So, I mean, you could say it was a variation of Galloway's training, because I run up to 118 and then I walk or jog slowly down to 108 back and forth. So it's just different. I'm not using my Galloway timer. I'm just using my heart rate. So we'll see how that goes. I've decided I've got this whole winter to screw around with this, and I have no particular race in mind, so I thought I would just do some base building for about 12 to 15 weeks or maybe more and see how it goes, and then decide from there what I want to do. So I'm in my car. I had just finished my run at Lilburn Park, and I'm driving home. So I'm in my driveway now, so I'm going to turn the mic off, and I'll put this in the can and make a podcast out of it, even though it's not much, okay? So that's going to be my half marathon update. Oh, by the way, Laura ran it also, if I didn't mention that, and she did a 2:45. And I don't know if she was happier with that or not. I think that was one of her slower ones too. So anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.